This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Sukiyam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to our program Sukiyam on Campus FM.
Good afternoon.
Beautiful day today, Lydia.
Oh, yes, the spring is coming, the summer is coming, life will be easier and more happier.
It's like rebirth.
Always, yes.
It's a reawakening. You feel it, no?
Sure. People are different, the eyes are different, the attitude is different.
The senses come alive.
Exactly.
It's incredible. And one of the topics we have been referring to in this series, Sukiyam, is a condition which some people refuse to mention even by name. Yes, cancer has been with us for quite a while now. And Dr. Lydia, this must be a very sensitive topic for you as well, as you yourself have experienced this condition.
Yes, the word cancer in our mentality is quite fearful word, and it's created by culture we live in. So the fear of disability, pain, is even greater than the fear of death from cancer, because like we know the stories about the suffering, about the tremendous pain, and the very cruel way of dying, closing life. So it's a big drama, it's a big battle, and unfortunately this war is more and more active. So we need to understand most probably deeper what is causing this such a drama in our being. Because this disease always threatening our life, or it's something we developed in our days.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking at some research that has been done by the World Health Organization, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, IARC, which is part of the World Health Organization, on the 12th of December of 2013 released the latest data on cancer incidence, mortality, and prevalence worldwide. The new version of IARC's online database provides the most recent estimates for 28 types of cancer in 184 countries worldwide, and offers a comprehensive overview of the global cancer burden. Now, an estimated 14.1 million new cancer cases and 8.2 million cancer-related deaths occurred in 2012, compared with 12.7 million and 7.6 million, respectively, in 2008. Prevalence estimates for 2012 show that there were 32.6 million people over the age of 15 years alive who had had a cancer diagnosed in the previous 5 years. I know a lot of details here, but it's alarming, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very, very big epidemic. And unfortunately, until now, in general, the conventional medicine is losing this battle. The discussion, I think, we should start from what is this cancer, what is already known about cancer. My interest for this topic came out of my family story, because my parents both died from cancer. I was like in a risk factors about cancer. And after experiencing this episode in my life, when I was just 120 kilometers away from the nuclear explosion of Chernobyl power station, like I have a big interest. What is this we are dealing with? And what is provoking our cancer? What are the chances to avoid the cancer experience in your life, even if you are genetically programmed, genetically determined? Even if your parents or grandparents have this tragedy to die from cancer or suffering from cancer, even if you're trying to avoid this subject, it still will alarm you everywhere. In each country, in different departments of medicine, take the eye specialist, take the neurologist and the kidney specialist, the stomach specialist, take many, practically all parts of our body, systems, organs, and each of this organ or system can be influenced, can get the cancer condition.
Must be, because 28 types of cancer.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I think will be worth it to discuss what is the risk factor. So officially, from the information I found, it is only 18% the possibilities to get cancer if you have a family history. So it means we have over 80% chance to avoid cancer. What is this cancer? Until now, different universities all over the world, in America, in Europe, in UK, in Russia, in India, in Asia, is very curious about that problem. They discovered many different factors. One of the factors, one of the theories, is a viral theory. So the cause of the cancer hidden in a viral infection or viral fungal infection. And if I will go deeper into this topic, for me it makes sense. Because we are living in the world.
You mean the viral infection triggers it?
The viral and the fungal infections,
the fungal infections.
Not just triggered, it's causing the factor.
It is causing?
It is causing the factor. Why doesn't it make sense? Because now more and more different advanced type of diagnosis is available to see what is going on in our tissues, in our organism. We're actually very much suffering from the fungal chronic infection.
So when you talk about a fungal infection, where would that be? In the stomach?
It can be anywhere. The cause of this fungal infection is the world itself. Because we are living in the world which is full of different microorganisms, bacteria, viruses, and of course fungus. For example, we are sitting in the offices with the air conditioner nearly all year round. In the wintertime, we are warming our space. In the summertime, we are cooling the spaces. The water of the air conditioner is hardly changed. And all the viruses and the fungus, the spores, the semen of the fungus are flowing in the air, circulating from one body to another body and polluting the water of the air conditioner. So every week we need to change the filters or to clean the filters, and we need to clean the water.
And how would one clean the filters? Using vinegar?
You can use apple cider vinegar, you can use hydrogen peroxide, you can use also the tea tree oil or eucalyptus oil. So like that, you will be more safe, and the hygiene of the air conditioner is extremely important.
This is Margaret Arjouz, and you're listening to Sukiyam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. And today we are discussing cancer.
Our globalization and hyper-communication creating different cross-contaminations through the airports, through the public places. So from one country, the infection is delivered to another country.
Very rapidly nowadays.
Very rapidly, of course. So it has a positive side, but it also has a negative side because our immune system is low. What makes us so weak and not confront this simple infection our organism can easily fight? I think one of the roots is based on nutrition and the way of our eating. This question we're repeating again, Margaret, and
you have to, an old record.
Everything is based on the food, but that is exactly what the message is about. Like, let's see what type of food can support the cancer development, or which type of food can prevent the cancer.
Exactly.
We will discuss about it in the end of our program today.
Yes, of course.
Another harmful trigger is the radiation and electromagnetic pollution, because we are living constantly in the field of vibrational frequencies which are not compatible with human frequencies. We discussed about it last program. So the other trigger is the style of life. And if you will speak with the cancer patient, how does it start? They will tell you, I have a big stress or big shock, or I have a traumatic experience physically, emotionally, mentally. There are many investigations proving cancer is the result of mental tiredness. So the stressful style of life, stressful relationship, stressful food, stressful economy, artificial evaluation of life create this attitude when we cannot survive anymore. Most probably it's the right time to discuss about the preventative way of being, of living, not just about curing, but how to protect our new generation, because we are who create this environment, emotional environment, mental environment, social environment, and of course the physical environment, spoiling the nature's beauty and the healing capacities. I do not want to sound very depressive, very negative, but if we love our children and our grandchildren, we need to discuss about it openly. What can we do to stop that growing condition, the metaplasmic disorders?
What are metaplasmic disorders in the blood?
Cancer cells our body producing every day. And if we have a strong immune system, our system of phagocytes, the immune protection, will deal with it easily. So the cancer cells begin from the cells which are losing the software. They're losing the program to develop different specifications of the tissues. So when the cancer lost the specification, it's becoming to be the cell without a program. So it's not identifying with no different tissues, with no program. So the cell becoming to be highly aggressive because it have no program how to develop itself. It's becoming to be like the wild animal, like the monster which has this power to grab everything around and to use it for its own benefit. That is what is this, the cancer. Of course, one of the reasons for cancer is on a spiritual level. What do I mean on a spiritual level? Of course, we can call it nature, we can call it the power of the universe, we can call it the divine power, we can call it God, we can call it the different names. Some people call it Buddha, some people call it Jesus.
It's a divine entity.
It's a divine entity, it's a divine love of creation. So we can neglect the names, but we cannot neglect the power. And the power of existence are always there around us. This is why we have a chance to get life. This power is working through just the forces of life, through forces of nature. And something wrong must probably in our relationship with that power. Most probably we are neglecting this power, we are betraying this power, we are not in contact, we are not in
denying its existence, maybe.
Denying its existence. Even if we are doing our spiritual work formally, we are losing the connection and we're creating this general attitude. As you know,
and this sterile existence, probably.
It is a sterile existence. Like with the science, with all my respect, we are losing the spiritual ethic. That is why the Dr. Oppenheimer, with all his genius, created such a monster as a nuclear bomb. So this well-known fact, like when science crossing the border of spiritual ethic, and in the end we have a very bad result.
Yes, and in fact, Dr. Lydia, I just hope that all those research entities out there will also be guided by ethics, and maybe, you know, they should pay a bit of attention and not be financed by those multinational pharmaceutical companies only. And maybe this, you know, will open doors to holistic medicine. And maybe finally holistic medicine will find its place in their research too.
Yes, and this is quite a sensitive question about what type of science is this, because we have different types of science. Even we have a spiritual science. Like, for example, in the scriptures of Veda, you can find a lot of science encoded in the words or in the knowledge, which we are not using and even very skeptical about it. It was happening with me as well when I was working in the field of conventional medicine. I think it's the time when we need to unite, when unconventional medicine should integrate for the benefit of the patient and for the benefit of our surviving. The other reason, the other cause of a cancer, have found in the emotional stress. And from psychotherapeutic point of view, I have an experience when I saw the cancer patients are keeping a lot of hidden pain. So it's a hidden injury, it's a hidden deep unforgiveness. Most probably that is why all religious and spiritual confessions are like seeing the healing point in an action of forgiveness. Because
so they help.
It helps, yes. So our unforgiveness causing a lot of tension and a lot of blockages in our system. From the mental level, where we're keeping the memory of the injury or the conflict or the hurt, the pain. People sometimes saying, and even for me it was a question, why should we forgive? Why, like, if you are right, how can you forgive? We have to forgive for the favor of our own survival. So not even for the purpose of a perpetrator, but for your own survival possibility.
So it's very bad to be so regimented and
It's very dangerous, not just bad, it's very dangerous.
Being so hard on yourself.
Being so hard. And one of the biggest discovery what I found, like, we are all keeping the anger and the unforgiveness towards life and towards God. So one of our biggest issue is the feelings of life is unjust. And the first question, what every cancer patient asking when he or she is receiving this diagnosed cancer.
Why me?
Why me? Exactly. So, like, I did so many good things. I am not the worst person. But why is this punishment? Why me? That question is not only for people who are afraid. So the base, it's a fundamental question to start our journey to self-realization. So it's a moment of awakening. And if you will take cancer diagnosis not as a irreversible condition, but as a journey towards your higher self and your self-realization, then, like a brave warrior, you have a chance to win the battle. So if you are influenced by this casual idea that cancer is untreatable condition, and you will believe in that, you will get the result according to your belief.
In fact, Dr. Lydia, what I can't stand is listening to people saying, I feel something, I feel a lump, I feel this or I feel this, but I'm afraid to go and check myself. What is this?
Oh, that is a big issue, because many cancers can be treated and many cancers can be caught exactly in the beginning when it is easier to reverse this condition. Unfortunately, supported by fears, the idea of cancer keeping people away. Plus, the treatment in the conventional way, in the conventional medicine, is so hard and so difficult and sometimes aggressive. So people are not ready to face it. I just want to say, cancer is treatable condition. And by facing the truth, we have a chance to treat the injury and to restore the system. Believe in yourself. Believe in your body's capacity. Believe in the divine power which is protecting the process of existence. And you can get the good result.
And with these beautiful words, on this positive note, we have to end today's program. But I guess, Dr. Lydia, there's more to say about the subject. So I guess that our next program is going to be about cancer.
Yes, it's about how to start detoxification. And even if you have this diagnosis, what to do? You can add it to the conventional treatment, or you can start with something what you can do at home. You can support your conventional treatment. I will not make it as an alternative, because people should have choices. But we can discuss a lot about how to prevent cancer, even if you have a family history, how to help our children to avoid cancer manifestation.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia. I just hope that you found today's program informative, and if you have any queries, then send an email to campusfm.um.edu.mt, and you can also listen to us on 103.7, that's Campus FM, on Tuesday at 1:30, Wednesday at 10:30, and Saturday at 12:30. If you'd like to listen to us on the internet, click on www.MaltaUniversityBroadcasting.com. Until we meet again, this is Margaret Arjous, who would like to thank our recording engineer Samuel, and I leave you with this thought. If we are creating ourselves all the time, then it is never too late to begin creating the bodies we want instead of the ones we mistakenly assume we are stuck with.